Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of God Protects Daniel.
Throughout the Bible, we learn that God is in control. The story of Daniel shows that even in tough times, God rules over all things. King Darius of Persia appointed 120 rulers throughout his kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. Daniel was so exceptional that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. The other administrators and rulers were envious, so they tried to find a terrible secret about Daniel to discredit him. But they were unable to do so because Daniel was completely trustworthy and honest.
We will never find any reason to bring charges against this man, Daniel.
Not that we haven't tried. He is completely devoted to his God. There's nothing else we can do.
Unless
what?
Unless it has something to do with the law of Daniel's God.
And why would King Darius care about that?
I have a plan to make the king care. Come with me.
Live forever, O king. Your administrators and princes wish to enter into your presence.
Send them in.
As you have commanded, Your Majesty.
May King Darius live forever.
Live forever!
What is your business?
The royal administrators, rulers, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue a decree.
What sort of decree?
A decree that anyone who prays to any god during the next 30 days, except to you, Your Majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den.
Granted. Let it be so decreed.
Now, Your Majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered, in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed.
So King Darius put the decree in writing. When Daniel learned about the decree, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had always done before.
Ah, Lord God, ruler of heaven and earth, I praise you and lift your name above all the powerful rulers of this world and those who would seek to do me harm.
Look, up in the window.
Like clockwork. There is Daniel now praying to his God.
We've got him.
Exactly. Let's notify the king.
What is your business?
O king, live forever. Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god except to you, Your Majesty, would be thrown into the lion's den?
I did, and the decree stands in accordance to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be repealed.
Ah, but Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, Your Majesty, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day to his God.
Daniel must be punished in accordance to your decree.
Remember, Your Majesty, that according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed.
When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. But the king had no choice. He gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den.
Daniel, may your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you.
A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep.
Finally, the first light of dawn. I must go and see if Daniel's God has delivered him from the lions. Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?
May the king live forever.
Daniel, you are alive.
My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty.
Guards, quickly, lift Daniel out of the den. There is not so much as a single scratch on you. Guards, bring me Daniel's accusers.
At the king's command, the men who had accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den. Then King Darius wrote to all the nations and peoples of every language in all the earth.
I hereby issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His reign will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performed signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions.
God's will covers every part of our lives. But being a follower of God doesn't mean that everything will always go our way. Both good things and bad things will come into our lives. But no matter what comes, remember that God is in control. If you would like to read more about Daniel and the Babylonian captivity, check out the book of Daniel. You'll find it in the Old Testament part of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Media.